Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey, and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. Hey, welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast. I am Phoebe Blamey. I am the best-selling author of The Happy Money Journey and here as the presenter and host of the Happy Money Journey podcast. This podcast is for you. It's to get you on top of your life, your business, and your money. So I've just come back from a weekend, long weekend in Apollo Bay. And I was thinking about this because I am so good at packing. I am so good at packing that I went round America with carry-on. But my wardrobe at home is out of control. Like, it's bursting at the seams. And this is after I Marie Kondo'd my place about 6 months ago. So if you don't know what that means, Marie Kondo is the beautiful author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And she teaches you how to get into your house and find the things that bring you joy versus the things that just don't bring you joy, and how to clean and cleanse and tidy and just live in the most extreme state of flow and lightness instead of having all that stuff, all that clutter, all that stuff that really feels sometimes like it's overwhelming. So I'm going to show you how to apply some of the Marie Kondo things in your wardrobe and then some of the Marie Kondo things around your money. So she doesn't do it about money, but I do, because money, as you know, is my absolute jam. So the life-changing magic of tidying up is absolutely fabulous. It talks you through cleansing your life, decluttering. She recommends taking 6 months, which when I first looked at it, I thought, I can do this in a weekend. But actually, it really does take 6 months. And I finally finished and had everything really nice. And the last bastion of tackling things was my office at home, which was just had become a storage room for junk because I hadn't really worked in it as a home office since COVID. But I'd started in my bedroom and I'd still kept a whole lot of things because there were a whole lot of seasonal things that I was a bit back and forth with. And now I'm sort of thinking this is something that I really need to do at the end of each season, because it's amazing what 6 months will bring for me in clothes, but it's also amazing what I didn't end up using. The rest of my home feels so much calmer. It's given me that wonderful feeling of grounding. I feel in control and I don't have all those boxes and stuff, you know, you just accumulate stuff. I've really lost my stuff. I used to have vacuum bags full of stuff that I was going to get to, projects, sealed stuff, so it'd be all nicely fit more and more in. But all it gave me in the end was a pile of vacuum bags that I never went back to. So getting rid of those things was really quick. And I really wanted to share some of the results that I'd had. But also, if you're like me and you've got all that kind of crap in your life, getting rid of it is going to be one of the best things that you can do for yourself. It just feels so good. You know, like when you move house and you move into a new house and everything's just exactly where you want it. This is doing this for life. So Marie Kondo's got the book, which will really motivate you, but she's also got a TV show, which I'm pretty sure is on Netflix. So jump onto either, whichever floats your boat. She also has a little course in doing it. And I took most of her recommendations, but not all of them. So I started in my bedroom, my wardrobe, which was full to the brim, and I started working through one room at a time, whereas she recommends working through one thing at a time. And if you're really not feeling even up to that, just start with a section or a cupboard or a something. My recommendations when you're doing this is absolutely set time aside. let your family know you're doing it and let them be either on board or out of the way. You're going to work slowly through things. So if you don't finish things, you end up living in chaos. So it's a matter of making sure that you've physically got the time to do this, and always expect it to take a lot longer than you think it's going to. Then what you do is you take everything out. So say I'm looking at my wardrobe, take everything out of my wardrobe, put it all on my bed, and I look at each item and I think, is that bringing me joy? If not, I put it in a pile. If it is, I'm putting it back in the wardrobe. Now, when I'm putting it back in the wardrobe, I'm also turning the hanger so that it's round the wrong way, because then at the end of the season, I can see whether I actually wore that or not. Did it bring me joy? Do I just like it because it's something that I either paid a lot of money for or once looked hot on me, but I just now have put on too much weight or not lost weight or whatever, and it no longer does that. So that way I can see what I've worn and what I haven't worn. Hannah in my office puts her tops together, her pants together. She's just the most wonderful person. And when she wears the garment, she puts it at the front, and that way she can see what stays at the back. Similar to turning your coat hangers around the wrong way. It just gives us that continuous mindfulness around what is it we're actually wearing and what aren't we wearing. Now, as you're putting things back, everything needs a home that makes sense to you, not where you think it should be. So for instance, I keep my nail stuff, my nail files, my nail clippers and everything in a basket in my lounge room because that's where I do my nails. I don't want it in the bathroom because in the bathroom it's just going to create clutter. But if I put it where I'm using it, then it works for me. So as you're getting rid of your wardrobe and you're taking things out of it, we're putting things into a pile of what you don't want, and you're putting everything back that you do want. As you're looking through that don't want pile, there's a few things that you can do with it. So is it in good enough condition to be donated to charity? Or have you thought about putting on marketplace or taking it down to one of those stores that sell on consignment, or putting it onto something, or even if you've got a friend that's really keen on marketplace, giving it to them to sell and giving them a cut of what they get for it, particularly with those more valuable items. I once picked up a Louis Vuitton leather jacket in an op shop that I picked up for next to nothing and then ended up giving to a friend to sell. She got about $800 for it. Like, these things are mad. So the other thing you can do is one of my friends did recently with me. She just did a little shout out to our group and said, hey, I'm going to be chucking away a whole lot of stuff in my wardrobe. Come and have a look. And if there's anything you want, you can take it. So I got a couple of nice tops and a couple of pairs of jeans and these great, great boots out of that. As you move through all this, you're going to start getting that sensation of freedom. So knowing where you're putting things, putting them into the bags. If you are taking things down to the op shop or to consignment, make sure you're washing them first and you're treating them with the respect that they deserve. Then your wardrobe's empty. You've put things in the boxes, they're in the car, they're out. And you can do it in small batches or you can do it in large batches, but just make sure that those things that you're getting rid of are out of your house as quickly as possible. And then you're back on again, going through everything. I think it's something that I need to do at the beginning of every season. So we're now at the beginning of autumn and winter in Melbourne, and I kept my winter stuff because I was just on the way to summer when I first did it. And now I'm going through that winter stuff as well and thinking, am I really going to wear this? Because as I said, when I travel super light. I went round America for a month with just carry-on. So I love the idea of a capsule wardrobe. I know that I only wear about a third of the things in my wardrobe at any given point in time. And I think that this method is actually helping me nail it. I feel like if I can travel with a few items, I can live with a few items. As long as I've got a few classics, some fun stuff, some good accessories, it's exactly how I travel and I know what I'm wearing. So as I'm doing that, I'm feeling that great sense of space, I guess, you know, I'm taking the chaos out of everything. I'm taking the overwhelm out of my wardrobe, and things are easy to find. And so that's what I've done with my wardrobe, and that's what I'm in the process of doing with my wardrobe again, having done it once. I think this time I'm just going to do it a whole lot better. So once we've done our house, or maybe even at the same time as we're doing our house, it can also be a really good time to look at your money and looking at your money in exactly the same way. So making sure that you're going to give yourself the best chance of success by having a word with your family, getting them out of the way or into the game, making sure that you've put the time aside so you're not feeling rushed, and making sure you know where you want to start with things. And then you just have to get into it and do it in exactly the same way. Look at sections, look at chunks of things. For example, let's go through your bank statements and look for those regular direct debits that are going out for subscriptions or memberships or something like that. What is bringing you joy there? What is actually lighting you up? What are the things in that that you absolutely love to do? And what aren't? Get rid of them. They're not bringing you joy. Get rid of them. Or at least if there's something that you've signed up for a specific period of time, know the end date and diarize a month before it so that you can cancel it when you can cancel it. But absolutely cancel what you're no longer using. The next thing to do is to go through your utilities and your bills. Now, this probably involves setting some time aside and starting by looking at your actual bills and how you're actually using that physical thing. So how are you using your phone? How are you using your electricity? What peak and trough times do you use it? Jump onto some comparison sites and have a look and make some calls to some suppliers, because while bills don't necessarily light us up or not light us up, saving money probably does. So having a look at what we're actually paying and what we could be paying and making changes. As I said, this is going to take a couple of hours, so make sure that you've put the time aside. We've also got a checklist that I'll throw into the show notes so that you can have a link to that in the show notes and you can see how and what and where and all the things that you can do with your bills and your utilities. Then start cleaning up your actual financial paperwork. And this can be a bit of a challenge. Again, you need a couple of hours to do this sort of stuff. We always think that we can do something in a small amount of time. It always takes us double that time, right? Unless it's something that you do all the time. So again, using that checklist or using your own checklist, have an actual file, preferably lockable and preferably with a combination lock. They can be bought at Officeworks and all those sort of places, but in an office supply shop, locked file. And make sure you've just got the paperwork that you need. You've got your warranties, you've got any trust deeds, you've got anything that you actually need that needs to be an original document. And they're becoming fewer and far between. The other thing you can do is the things that you don't need as a paper document, you can download as an electronic document, but have that on a portable drive. And make sure that they're probably in different places. So we need to be really security conscious about this information, because this is real information that can be used for identity theft. It's, you know, make sure that you're really locking it away. I've got a friend that works for one of the big IT companies, and she always recommends storing on a portable drive rather than on the cloud. I just think keep things safe, keep them maybe in different places in case of fire or flood, and just have a person as well that knows where all this stuff is in case something happens to you. And things do happen to people, and you could be incapacitated, you could be stuck overseas, all of those things. So make sure that you've got someone who knows where your stuff is, significant other or someone outside your family. Now, with all this cleaning up, I also have to tell you about a cleanse that we do at work sometimes. So we started calling this Buy Nothing New May. And we started, maybe 10 years ago. And my team here at Clover do it every year. We challenged ourselves for a start to get through a month without buying anything new. So everything we used, every gift we got, every function we needed to attend that involved buying a new dress, nothing was allowed to be bought new. So it was the time that we got rid of all of our makeup samples and used the multiple bottles of shampoo and went through our cupboards and took all the tins out that were still right but hadn't been used. Then we moved it on to cutting back on our spending. We used to pay for things just in cash, but what we've changed it to now is just reducing our discretionary expenses by a percentage, be it 10%, 30%, 40%, 50%, but really cutting back, really making it one of those things that we're, you know, being really frugal. Because I bet you've got some creeping habits like buying lunch every day or getting yourself a few coffees. Now, these tiny amounts really add up and they could be habits that you really want to break. So this is how in my office, we became an office that sits down and has lunch together every day. Because we all bring our lunch, and bringing lunch every day has happened because of the habits that we created during a Buy Nothing New month. We all slip up, and when we do get in that habit where a couple of days in a row we've gone out to buy lunch, we'll call it on each other because that creep can happen, and we really want to make sure that we're sticking to what we're talking about. We're doing what we say we're going to do. We're not just out here giving advice and then going to McDonald's every day for lunch or going to what's nice, somewhere nice. I don't even eat McDonald's, but going to Guzman every day for lunch because that is yummy. But it's that sort of thing that we're taking out. Buying our lunch, making our coffees at work, doing the small things that actually, when you add them up, make a lot of money sense. So we're also going to get more imaginative around gift giving and making sure that we're doing things creatively for people because we're not able to buy anything new in this month. We might also start to get a little bit practiced around op shops and those secondhand consignment stores I was talking about earlier. All of those things. So just really sharpening our shopping skills so that we're better at it. In other words, what we're doing is applying all those things that we learned and making sure that we're actually applying them in our day-to-day life. We're finding what's bringing us joy. And those things actually do bring us joy. Getting in control of our finances, making sure that we know where we are with things gives us a sense of control. It gives us a sense of freedom. And it also gives us a sense of abundance, particularly when you're in that really frugal state. Instead of feeling that, you know, in past podcasts we've talked about that fear of shame, that fear, shame and lack, and how that feeling really can hold you back from doing a whole lot of stuff. Think of this as almost a juice cleanse for your money. And when you are doing that juice cleanse, rather than feeling more stuck and more overwhelmed, you start feeling lighter. You start feeling stress-free. You start feeling all this gratitude for the things that you've got. And you start really seeing the value in some of the things that you have as well. And that opens the doors and opportunities for other things to flow into your life. And that flow, abundance, gratitude through your wardrobe and through your wallet just is inspirational. We get so grateful around the things that money's bought us, for the financial position we're in, for our present, our moment right here, right now, when we declutter the madness and the feeling of overwhelm and the feeling of chaos. So go into this cleanse with a bit of a strong mindset. Chuck on Marie Kondo watching on Netflix, or put the audio book on in the background, and get to know her system because it actually really works. And just keep it all light, keep it playful, keep it enjoyable, and keep it fun. Because I'm going to go home now and I am going to actually start dealing with that pile of clothes that I've been dumping on my bed for the last 3 days or so. And cannot wait to get all this stuff cleared and cleansed, because then we can walk into a beautiful Buy Nothing New May. Now, if you want to join us on that spend cleanse, if you want to live in those principles as well, please jump onto the Happy Honeys. It is actually part of our mini money makeover course, and we do actually normally charge for it, but we're going to be giving a free version through the Happy Honeys for the month of May. So if you'd like to sign up for that and get onto that, All you need to do is join the Facebook group and everything will be in there. So we really want to see you in there. Absolutely jump into the groups, become part of the cleanse. Don't forget to download the checklist off the show notes. And I am really looking forward to having my life all cleansed so that I get into that Buy Nothing New May, knowing exactly what I've got and what I haven't got. I'm excited. I hope you're excited too. Thank you so much for being part of today's podcast. I hope you're feeling a little inspired to go back and refresh your wardrobe. And don't forget, you can find us on all the socials. You can find me on LinkedIn. And most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the journey. Have a great week. Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs. We always recommend seeking the advice of an expert before making any financial decisions.